And my next guest is the Tafelsig Award Councillor, Washida Harris. It's not a great story as well here, a very painful story. A couple, Urban van Wyk and Rosetta Arendse, actually passed away in a very unfortunate fire that claimed the lives of literally five members of their family. And the only person who survives them, of course, is a toddler. Washida, welcome to Breakfast. Unfortunate that we're introducing you to the show under these circumstances. Please, won't you just help us understand what happened in Tafelsig this weekend?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. It's so sad. It was a 49-year-old male, a 64-year-old female, an 18-year-old male, an 8-year-old little girl, a 6-year-old girl, and the 2-year-old was taken to hospital. Yesterday he came out, had burns on his hand and on his forehead. The reason for the fire is still unknown. We are waiting on the report from the fire department. It's so sad due to the fact these the three children that was visiting the granny. That is where the granny resides.
Right.
It's a 3x12 windy house structure. They were visiting the granny, and that is when it happened in the early morning of the of Saturday morning. So yes, the 12 and the 8 year old, sorry, the 8 and the 6 year old stays in Eastridge, and they were. Yeah, they were. The two was brother and sister, and the other one was the cousin.
The 18-year-old was the cousin.
Yes.
Washida, this was just in this house, right? It was contained in this house. It wasn't like it was a neighborhood blaze. I know you've said that there's no understanding of the cause just yet, but was this ultimately contained? How long did it take for fire personnel to get to the house?
Well, you know, when I went to the area and I visited the family, they said the spirit of Ubuntu was alive, because the residents, the surrounding residents, everyone came out to assist, to just, you know, with their assistance, the fire did not spread anywhere to any of the neighboring houses or the structures that's in the yard adjacent to the fire. So the people was just, you know, assisting just to save anybody else having to go through something like this on Saturday morning.
Zahir, the young toddler who survived this fire, you said that it was grandmother and partner, and Zahir and his two sisters and cousin. I guess his parents still alive. How does this normally work within these kinds of circumstances within the state or within government, in terms of taking care of his well-being from here?
The Mitchells Plain Police Department has the victim support has offered counselling for the family. The mayor of the city of Cape Town has pledged his support by assisting the families with burial. Myself as the ward councillor in Ward 82 and councillor Solly Philander, where the parents reside, we are assisting our residents with the burial through the mayor's office. So that will be seen too. So we will get all the information that is necessary, and the families don't need to worry about the burial of their loved ones.
Is the toddler's parents alive?
Yes.
Okay, so their care is taken care of.
Yes, sorry, the parents stayed in Eastridge.
Yes.
Yeah, the children came to visit the granny.
Yes, understood.
In Tafelsig. So yesterday I met the parents as well. And you know, you don't have words. All you can say to them is that you are keeping them in your prayers, because what do you say to parents that have lost their children? It's just so sad for everybody involved. I can also confirm that a neighbor next door assisted John Dreyer assisted into getting Zahir out of the house. He actually went in and he passed the little boy on to a lady, and the lady ran out with the little boy in her arms. So he said he was just sorry and he didn't know the other two girls was also still in there.
I don't know, Washila, if there's any way that we can assist, if anybody wanted to assist the family. Is there anything in particular that they need at this time?
We are actually looking for assistance. The house, all the windows has been, yes, broken. So the person that that is actually, that whose number I'm giving, is the CPF chairperson. She was the person, Sherilyn Fredericks. She's the CPF Tafelsig East Subforum chairperson. I usually give her number. She was on scene the morning when it happened, and she has accompanied me to the families and that. So I give her number so that people can, you know, make contact with her if there is any kind of assistance for the family. They can also phone me, and right. I will see to it that the residents, the families get what is given to them.
Thanks, Washila. We'll please leave those with our producer, Bruce, and all the best with managing this going forward.
Thank you so much, and thank you for making it aware and offering the services and assistance to the families. It is so much appreciated.
Absolutely. Washila Harris, Tafelsig Ward Councillor.